Following Jesus with Reckless Abandon, a meditation of Ken Wyeth Reyes on the song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Matthew chapter 4 verses 18 to 22. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. This old song, sung by children around the world, bears within it such a profound truth. To follow Jesus requires radical abandon, not casual decision. The song is written in India. Although sources differ on who actually wrote it, many agree that it is written by a Christian who was in the midst of persecution. One famous dramatic story attributes the song to a missionary who composed it as he and his family were being killed, in staunch refusal to deny Jesus. The reality is, to follow Jesus requires this kind of stubbornness. As we kick off this year's Missions Month, let us come to terms with this reality. After all, the disciples did not keep one foot in the boat when Jesus called. They abandoned their livelihoods, their backgrounds, and even their families in pursuit of the Lord. Let us live the same way. Whether we are called to minister in our neighborhood or to the Pacific Island tribes, know that there is no half-hearted pursuit of the Lord. To decide to follow Christ is to give up all else. To sacrifice to God should not cost us nothing. To pursue Jesus is to be hated by the world. Just as the Lord said in John chapter 15, verse 18, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." John chapter 15, verse 18. This all may paint a bleak picture, but there is glory to be found in it. We are quite literally following in Jesus' footsteps when we face all the hate of the world because of our faith in the gospel. Yes, persecution is painful. Yes, death is fearsome. Yes, living for Christ is sometimes even harder than dying for Him. But in all these things, He is with us. In the end, we will be rewarded as good and faithful servants. Do not stray from the narrow path, for that is the path down which Jesus calls us. It is a path of sorrow that will lead to joy. It is a path of hatred that will lead to true love. It is a path of death that will lead us to life itself. No turning back, dear friend. No turning back. This proceeding has been brought to you by the United Evangelical Church of Malabon. Thanks for listening. May God bless you.